Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Oh my god. I've been sitting here talking with the mic muted for the last several minutes. For 4 or 5 minutes I've been talking. And the mic was muted. So you didn't hear anything for 4 minutes, right? Because my mic was muted. But I'm sitting here looking at the switchboard and it shows mic, but my phone had the mic muted. So. That's been 6 months since I did a show, so I guess I got that excuse. But what I was talking about when I was muted was I was getting into the Black Lives Matter and the 12-second clip and context of it, police cop shootings and terror around the world. And I guess Dallas, Cleveland is the latest one, right? 5 cops shot in, was it Ohio today?
Insane.
Yeah, it is insane. It makes you wonder what's next, because it just is almost a daily thing. If it's not here, it's in some other country, and isn't it coincidental how the release of the 28 pages of secret 9/11 testimony came out just this last week?
And yeah, everything always. Everything happens that way every time for the past, at least as far as I can remember, right?
Yeah, they do
They put out something right when there's massive unrest or issues or whatever.
Yeah, people are too preoccupied with the more pressing matter to worry about the thing that happened in the past, right the day before or 2 days before 9/11, Rumsfeld said, our accounting at the DOD is half $2 trillion missing. Yeah. And then the day that.
And nobody talked about it.
I know, because it just got erased by, the big event and 3,000 people dying. So, yeah, exactly. They own the media, just like George Carlin says, they're part of the club and you're not in it. Yeah, pretty crazy. Are they got any crazy things going on in Miami?
Well, not really. There was a bomb scare, but it was a shooter at a school. Last week when all this was going down, or one of the episodes throughout the country, we also had a bomb scare, and then it turned into a sort of shooter situation at a children's hospital, actually.
Huh. Wow.
I don't know if you heard that one.
Not so much. Probably more of a local thing for you, but I mean, that's a big city, 14 million people, isn't it? Right behind Chicago and L.A.?
I don't know what number on the scale, but it's one of the top cities. It's become one of the top in population, and I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but I was looking at that a few months ago, and it's I don't remember, but I would like to say number 6 or number 7. Right, so we have, serious overpopulation. But that's not a bad word, right? We can't say that's a bad word, right?
I mean, I don't don't think the Georgia Guidestones would last very long if they were in Miami. You know the Georgia Guidestones, right? To live in harmony, peaceful harmony throughout the world with only 500 million people for the whole world. That means they got to get rid of, what, 7 billion? Are we up to 7.5 billion or so now? World population? Got to be somewhere near that.
Well, I wanted to bounce off you because I did contact you earlier before all this with all the craziness. I wanted to bounce off you the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter and all these crazy things. I really wanted to touch base with you on that because I think that they aren't okay. I don't think that they are necessarily totally incorrect in their fears and worries.
Right.
But I am totally 150% opposed to, you know, the crap that they're pulling and the way they're going about. What they're doing is kind of terroristic, thug-like, mob-like, as opposed to, I hate to say it, intelligent. If indeed what they want is lawful, you know, balance.
Okay.
I think that they could easily, like, if a community, do you mind me going on or do you want me to stop to bounce
go
off?
Go ahead. That's fine. I'm listening. Go, we're all listening. Let's all
okay, so.
No, there'll be people listening.
What I think is that if there's a community in trouble, you know, let's forget for a second that, you know, black communities and this is just a generalized idea of the concept, because it's good to break things down into very, it's healthy to sort of analyze things from afar, but, you know, you can't be pompous and ignore, you know, specific things. But just for now, as an experiment or whatever, you know, if you have a community and you have the system that we have in America, and you have a community that's worried about the people that are enforcing on the streets the laws of the land as they were, you would have a community outcry. What you would do is you would hire lawyers, and you would hire you know, people to gather those complaints in an efficient way and take them and sue the crap each and every case. If your community is so worried, as opposed to burning and looting and destroying, what you do is you actually go and sue the crap out of each and every individual officer, sheriff, whatever it may be, okay,
right.
Commissioner, you sue the crap. Whether or not they win or lose doesn't necessarily even matter. What you do is you bog down their system so that they have to, whether they win or lose, actually control the amount of crap that they're bouncing back towards the population. In other words, you can call the FBI, although they're crap, right? But you bog down their system and you defend that you're trying to defend, but you don't go on the streets and do what you're doing. So I don't know I don't understand. You know, maybe they're exasperated. I don't understand, right? Because the figures, the numbers don't nationwide, and it doesn't. I saw a poll that said whites, just there's more whites, right, in America. They actually get killed more by officers than blacks do. Statistics that show that, but we all know that certain neighborhoods are, you know, right. So I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a matter of the agenda to divide and conquer, basically, get people fighting each other, you know, people against cops, whites against blacks against cops against black, or, you know, what, any kind of racial division or societal division they can come up with, it seems that they're promoting, and they're doing a damn good job of it. I mean, when they own, you know, 99% of the media, I mean, that's what, you know, TV, broadcasting, radio, newspaper, magazines, And then there's a few alternative websites and maybe a couple American Free Press and, you know, and, you know, maybe like InfoWars and Republic Broadcasting and Truth Frequency Network. There's a few alternatives, but, you know, what the big cities see are, you know, television, newspaper, and radio. And, you know, like Sean Hannity and crap like that, you know, him and his shenanigans. He was in the hospital. He was saying he was going to be kicked off the air at the end of the year some years ago and all this stuff. And here he is still gallivanting along, you know, promoting some kind of agenda. And a lot of them, to that extent, have the talking points that they, you know, they talk about Black Lives Matter, you know, talk about terrorism, ISIS, guy running a truck into Paris. I mean, people see it coming. Wouldn't they get out of the way? I mean, it sounds a little phony to me, but I guess it could happen. What do you think about that Paris truck running?
Okay, just taking it at face value, just on, you know, just taking it at what they say and how it is, and I think it's horrific, right? It's horrific.
Yeah.
Let's say we take it at face value. It's horrific. Children, and there was footage of people on the streets and guts, and it was unimaginable. But I don't understand the liberals here and no one and on Facebook and all this and that, you know, and I've seen one or two posts. Are they going to now ban trucks because they can cause mass, you know, damage
absolutely.
They have? So the hypocrisy and stupidity. Look, you know, I've gotten to the point, like, I'll listen to everybody's. I've gotten to the point where I'm kind of, and I hate to say this, thinking people, they're just blind. I don't know if you can say bad words. I was about to slip one. They're just, I hate to say it, stupid, idiots, complete morons. Look, they don't know what socialism is. My family had to run and flee from socialism, literally. Had to, right? And this whole idea of serving the community and giving from yourself, you give, but not at the end of a gun pointing at you, telling you to give. You know,
right.
The government's role, I hate to go off into, look, I want Obama out, and he's going out. Hillary sucks. We don't have, you know, this... Well, yeah, right. Well, Bill sucks. Well, no, Lewinsky. But we don't have any other choice, in my opinion, this is my opinion, than to balance the scale back to the right. I understand the nuances that you talk about a lot, and I'm with you on that. Well, for the most part, right? There's some things, but you do more studying and investigating than I do by far. But I think that we can't sink down more towards the left, Eric. I think that we need to sort of swing the pendulum back. And yes, I know you don't like this. I get the impression, but Trump is kind of the only, and Johnson, Gary Johnson, that guy is not going to. What's he going to do? I mean, we saw this with Ron Paul. I got screwed, dude. I gave money to Paul. I totally supported him.
People.
It didn't work, dude. So,
I you know, if you remember, I don't know, way back, Ross Perot, the big flappy-eared billionaire computer guy.
I remember.
That was a three-ring circuit with Bush and Clinton. But you know, he was close, and apparently, at the last, you know, month before or something, he was threatened. His family was threatened, and he had to pull out. But my grandma voted for him and stuff. I don't think I was, not sure if I was old enough back then, but
I wasn't. I was a kid. That
was
like the 80s, right? That was the
80s. 84, maybe?
Yeah, because he was going up against Bush the first time. So that was no, that was the late 80s. That was the 80s going into the 90s.
Okay, might have been 88. Even if I was a teenager and I was able to vote, you know, that's a politics really aren't on, you know, the focus of teenagers usually. I mean, they're thinking about the other, you know, the boyfriends and girlfriends and going to college, getting a car, you know, getting a job. You know, you're not worried about the asshat in the White House. Well, now you would be if you were a teenager because it's looking pretty grim. But back in the time when, you know, you had the same old, you know, a Bush, a Clinton, the good old boys up there, you know, riding a tractor through the political process and, you know, all that good stuff. But this scoundrel that's in there just slid in at the last second. And community organizer, communist, gay, and I won't even go into the Michelle Obama thing and all that.
There's a craziness there. There's craziness there, dude.
I don't know. In the wound. I mean, they're saying, look, we're going to make this guy that never was born in America a president, and he's going to be gay, and his wife is going to be a tranny. Yeah, take that and stick it in your pipe and smoke it, America. Whoever the elites are that put him in office. I'm looking at a piece here on Before It's News, and you know, a lot of that stuff you got to take with a grain of salt. But there's a Naomi Wolf, who was a former Clinton. It's not crazy to assess news events to see if they're real or not real. I mean, it's crazy not to, is what she says, because it's just gone that bad. You know, Murdoch and GE and maybe a couple of other, what is it, five people own 90-some% of the mass media. So it's corporate, it's profit-driven, it's agenda-driven, and you basically just can't believe it. Look at these false flags. They have a gay bar, Pulse nightclub in Orlando at 2 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the morning. How many people go to gay bars? How many people are up at 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning? About less than 0.01% of anybody that cares. And then it makes a huge 50 people dead. It's like 29 of them are visiting from Puerto Rican for Latino night or something. Puerto Rican, it's crazy. No ambulances. There's so many. I don't know if you listen to Jim Fetzner. He's on a Jeff Rentz show a lot. He said that production in Orlando was very amateurish. I mean, they got some bad actors to do that compared to the Sandy Hook folks. He wrote the book, No One Died at Sandy Hook.
Okay, I am totally open to because we've commented on this before and all that, to these ideas that they could be, you know, actors and this is all about media, you know, influencing. I get it, but here's, I have to throw in a but. I'm not there. We receive the information we're given, and I'll just tell you that I know. Look, just to have an open mind on this, just so that my point of view comes across. I'm totally open to the. I'm not rejecting it whatsoever. I think that Sandy Hook is completely. It looks super fake with the information given, right? And as well, 9/11. I mean, right from the get-go. Okay, I can't say that. I don't know if it's okay to say, I don't for myself, that all these major events are manufactured. I'm not prepared to, I'm not prepared to say no unless, like, the evidence is damn right there. But if it were so, that all these major ones, and apart from the fact that we already know government is a fraud massively, that would make them even, like, 5,000% above massive fraud and criminals and gangsters. But we know they are already. So I just want to put that out there, Eric, I've tried to talk to friends, and they won't even have 9/11. They can't they don't accept that a building would fall. They can't accept that you can't have a near free fall building collapsing with steel and concrete, and then having molten. They can't even. It's basically brain. I don't know what it is, dude. I don't know what the hell's going on. To be honest with you,
that's the old saying. You repeat a big enough lie, repeat it enough, and people will believe it. And that's exactly what happened on 9/11. That's why the media keeps pounding. People just their brain goes. Well, they keep saying it on the news. It must be true. They keep saying the same thing over and over. God, it's got to be true. That's what happens. It gets into people's subconscious. That's it.
I don't look at the government as the good guys, to be honest with you. There are good guys, you know, everywhere, but the government is the function is revenue collection, and they enforce and they intimidate, and it's all about, there's never a situation where you hear the government like, oh, okay, sorry, dude, go ahead, you know, yeah, our mistake. No, never. It's always balls to the wall, forward motion until they crush whoever they're after. They're gangsters. It's a gangster organization. That's what it is.
It is.
I hate to say it.
Yeah, it's that club. It's the gangster club. There's the Bushes, the Clintons, and you know, there's some relation to the English House of Windsor with the Bushes. They're like cousins. There's some second or third cousins or something. The Queen of England, they've got relations there. So, yeah, then you don't get into that office because you're smart, and you know, it's because your bloodline and you're rich. That's basically. I mean, how many presidents have been poor? I'm not. Maybe Jimmy Carter was.
He was a peanut farmer. I don't think that they're extreme, but I think that they were all related anyhow, one way or the other. But look, I know that if they find ancestors, if they go in, they can find that you and I are cousins far back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there's some sort of connection, or am I just pushing that too far? How much do you totally believe that, like, what is it exactly that's going on in your mind? Not necessarily. I'm not asking necessarily that it's a fact that you say it as fact, but like, what do you gut instinct and all the stuff? What's the story?
Well, I got Charles from Facebook. He's logged into the chat room. He said they are smart, evil, and intelligence aren't exclusive qualities, and. There was a stupid story on the Fox News. It said the Queen has admitted that she's, you know, reptilian or not of this world or alien or something. And, you know, the more David Icke talks about that a lot, and certainly there is demonic possession, and there are narcissistic people, megalomaniacs, and people that think that, we are God's chosen, and we have inherited the earth, and so therefore everybody else is under subjugation of us. There are Zionists like that, and that is that they got underground bunkers. That they think they can destroy the top of the earth and go underground for some years until it's all settled, and come back up and have a new world that they can continue to be in control. If perhaps something happened like that during the plague back in the 1400s, 1500s, and you know that's the ruling elite will always have, you know, the money and the wherewithal to kind of carry on while the poor folk and just gets the stick in the rear end, and I don't know how else to look at it except, you know, it's a short life to live, you know, relatively. Some people 50, some people 75, some people 100. And you make the most of it, you try and make some good, make some change. And, you know, if you rock the boat too much, you're gonna make the waves that might, you know, have your untimely undoing. But there's certainly some. It goes back to the old spiritual dimensions, the realms we can't see, where things are influencing people from other dimensions. Fallen angels, spiritual realms, and such like that. And then there's secret societies too. I mean, these 33rd degree Masons, and you know, they get in Shriner. I don't know. I've never been in one of those things. I mean, I'm sure they have, you know, agendas in there, and that the people that did the Georgia Guidestones, the Rosicrucians, that's another society thing. I mean, that right there, they want to depopulate the world. What do we see in our vaccinations? What do we see in the chemtrails with the HARP, with the crap in the water, fluoride, mercury, dental fillings, Fukushima, radiation coming and getting all the water and fish dying and stuff, supposedly. I mean, we don't hear much of it over here, but people on the West Coast of California, maybe Hawaii, and some of British Columbia area, there's people reporting, you know, a lot of dead fish and mammal life is reducing big time there from the radiation floating over. I mean, basically that's kind of a lot of it there. That these
right. So you see it as a spiritual war.
Yeah, of course. It's underlying powers and principalities guiding families and dynasties to, you know, do the will of their, whatever they're, you know, bowing to. Everybody's got a master.
Well, you know, I was born into this, you know, just, I was born into this world, and I grew up in a situation where, like most people, you grow up and you go to a school or a preschool and you have kids and you interact and you see the world, or you're given a clean, safe environment for the most part, and then things start to change and you start to see questionable things that you weren't taught. I don't know if you can agree with me, but I was taught never to, you know, hurt others, and, you know, you treat animals kindly, and just a series of ideas and concepts that I think that most people share, you know. And then all of a sudden you live life, and as you get older, you start coming across a bunch of jerks and people with really messed up scenarios, and we end up where we're at now, right? That we're looking at the world, and we're seeing that those jerks that you may have encountered in less aggressive scenarios, maybe in school, maybe at a job or whatever, and then all of a sudden you see that type of attitude, that persona, those are the people that run the world.
Yeah.
Everybody that's in power are a bunch of jerks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I look at it. They're just jerks, dude. They're pathetic. They're disgusting.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They are. I think the show is over right now. I mean, I could do another show.
Whatever you say, dude. Well, yeah, look, it's good to do these, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. Somebody hears it. I mean, it's publicly listenable, so you know, somebody hears it.
Do you know how many people heard? Do you know how many people heard it?
I think tomorrow I can look at the stats, and it'll show me how many listens it got. Usually, when I was on a free paid show where they promote and such, and some shows were getting 500, mostly archive listens, but live listens are usually pretty limited, like 20, a couple dozen people maybe live. But But it's the archive shows where you can get hundreds of people. You'll get a lot of people listening to it.
Dude, you know, I was thinking about this earlier and before, too. But I strongly think that you should, you know, consider at least doing a... Because, look, here's the thing. You have your certain type of personality with your certain type of like, focus. And, you know, maybe that will help a whole lot of people. I don't know. I'm just going to throw this out there, but maybe you should have, like, a YouTube sort of, like, I hate to say it because I know you don't, but, like, a, you know, like an Alex Jones type thing, but don't associate
well,
with
Alex Jones.
Well, I
like Jones. Alex Jones, yeah. Sergeant Slaughter here. No, I did
but
have
you
a
know.
YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. Several years ago, I posted a few things that were, you know, like 5-minute things, just like what I'm talking about now, that were kind of news events, you know, and it. Sort of like Alex Jones, but without the coarse voice and without all the, you know, media.
Yeah,
stuff.
I know you don't like him, dude. You don't like him at all.
Yeah,
he rubs you the wrong way, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's such a charlatan. He's sitting there with the divorce. You know, his wife divorced him a couple years ago because he cheated with the office slut, Leanne McAdoo. And he's got 3 kids, and he still pretends on the show like he's Mr. Family Man, and doesn't, you know, his media person or whatever, public personality advisor or whatever on his staff has got him, you know, just keep tight-lipped about it, but he talks about everything on that show, and for him not to mention that he got a divorce, that just says he's just a freaking scoundrel.
Yeah, but you see, dude, okay, you see, that's where I don't want to say a problem. You see, you have your right to not, because I don't. It's not like I'm listening to him every day. In the early days, I did.
He's got some good information. I mean, and
you say that. You say that biting your tongue. Listen.
Yeah,
this is what
I
look. I know. Look, I totally know. But look, here's the thing. To be frank, yes, he's about making money. Right?
Yeah.
He's so damn popular. Dude, he's so damn popular. And he does put out, you're not going to hear what he says on CNN. You're not going to hear it on Fox. And if you, like I said before, last time we talked, if you, as you, Eric, goes and sees a show and you have, like, your discerning mind, you're not a slave to a concrete idea you could expand, you'll go investigate and come to your own conclusions like you have. But not to have that there, somebody like you would just pass by, that doesn't exist, and they'll never know. Now, if you're an idiot, complete dumbass, you may look at it and say, oh, what he says is true, I'm going to follow this pope-like figure. But that's not, I don't see it that way, right? I see it like it's, you know, yes, he's making money, but he's throwing out some nuggets.
Yeah, oh yeah, he does throw out some great nuggets, no doubt. Nobody can deny that. He, you know, he's got the video platform at night. He's got the daytime platform, and he gets dramatic. Like, I guess when Hillary runs won some California election, he started losing it a little bit, and people like that titillates people, just like a rated R movie. They get titillated and it draws their attention.
I totally agree, but let me throw this thing at you, this last thing at you. Okay, let me throw this at you and see what you say. Okay, Eric, we are here 2016. Next year there's going to be an election. One or the other is going to be elected. Let's go down this road. I am purist, and I want libertarian. Therefore, I'm going to vote libertarian.
November?
Right. Yeah, this year. I'm sorry. But, okay, I'm sorry about that. So I have to make a decision. I'm a libertarian. I am going to vote for Gary Johnson that gets 13% of the vote. Right? My vote was a, what do you call it? What's the word? A rebellious
minority.
Sort of.
Oh, like
no, not my. Yeah, my vote is I'm standing up for my beliefs. What ends up happening is you're going to get a Trump or a Hillary in the end. Pragmatically speaking, you as Eric, wherever your alignment stands, do you think that what you do when the population is flowing in the direction of one or the other, you think that you voting for Gary Johnson as a God, I don't know what the it's
Who is Gary Johnson? I've never even really hardly heard of this guy.
You haven't heard of Gary Johnson?
Not much, really. I mean, he's not really. Is he a congressman?
Yeah, he's a libertarian dude.
Is he a senator?
He was a governor. He was a governor of I think it was New Mexico or Arizona. Arizona, I think.
Okay. So he's kind of like a smaller Ron Paul, sort of.
Yeah.
Ron Paul. Okay.
Yeah, but with a lot of pot smoking. He's totally into pot.
Well, Ron Paul was for legalization, too, but I am not.
Well, this guy smokes it. This guy smokes it.
He believes in what he pushes. He's not a hypocrite. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Well, so now you're going to get, because you don't want Trump. And you don't want, I know you know where this is going. You don't want Trump because you know that the Constitution and all these things are a very foggy thing. You don't want Hillary because you know. But now we're going to get one or the other. My argument is we do not want to continue down the left because we're skidding down the road and we're headed into troubled waters. I know either or, but I want to push the pendulum to the right. Look, I don't like the Pence guy at all.
Who?
You know. Pence, his running mate.
Oh, the VP for Trump?
Right, yeah. So he's totally into health care for his state, like Romney was.
Right.
And we're screwed, dude. Honestly.
I know. Trump is it's another billionaire. I mean, billionaires don't run for president unless they're going to be, well, maybe like Ross Perot. With Trump, man, that dude, I mean, he seems genuine, but, you know, he's had so much baggage with the fashion thing, with his university, with all his bankruptcies. I don't know. Maybe it almost seems like he's acting because he was a pretty good actor on that intern program or the what was it called, the intern?
The apprentice.
Apprentice, okay, yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, whatever. But I guess I need to find out some more about Gary Johnson. I heard this guy running for VP for Trump. Out of Indiana, some family don't necessarily like him too much. Is he a governor or a senator up there?
He's the governor, and I don't like him because I saw an interview and he started spouting out about, you know, so the citizens, you know, have to invest in their medical, you know, plan and a savings account plan, and it's like, so what happens if you don't? See, look, I don't like having government tell me what to buy and what not to buy. I think it's completely unethical.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't like
have
it, dude.
Car insurance to drive a car in almost most states. I know New Hampshire doesn't have that, but for health insurance, you must buy health insurance. That's not, I mean, that's your, you know, like your right to breathe air. I mean, you know, if you want to go, you know, swallow some, you know, buy a thing of cough syrup and swallow the whole thing to get high, you do that. They can't stop you because, I mean, if you're 18, you're dumb enough to do that, you can do it. Same thing with a bottle of vodka. You know, why should you be regulated with how you, you know, care for yourself? Because it's a scam. Just like probably all of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Did you see the movie, the short, it's about real estate, how all those houses, one of them was right here in Orlando based, the movie was based on. But there was another one, and it talked about all the housing crisis, how people were losing their houses because the banks were loaning out money they shouldn't be, and it didn't exist. They had the bankruptcies.
I didn't see. I've seen a few with that topic, but I don't think I saw that particular one.
I think you just need to get to the theater a little more often. Don't they have any dollar theaters around there?
No, we don't have dollar theaters.
Shit.
Do you?
7 miles away. Well, it's like one day a week it's a dollar, but it's $1.75. It shows like movies that are a month or 2 months old, sometimes 3 months. So it doesn't have a nice stadium, but it's a big screen and it's digital. So yeah, I mean, because I'm not going to go pay $6-$10 for, you know, a new movie, but unless it's really good, but I'll go to the dollar theater. Because hell, I need to get out of the house and it's a nice green. And so I see a lot of movies at the dollar theater.
Well, that's awesome, dude. That's freaking awesome. There's a good. Do you watch online movies online?
I don't have the bandwidth. I got really slow, shitty connection, and I can't really stream. I mean, if I do YouTube, what I do is I 10 or 20 minute thing, get loading, go do some shit. Clean yard work or whatever, and then come back and watch it. That's how I just got a really shitty connection. I mean, like,
dude,
15
that sucks.
Kilobytes a second. Yeah, it does suck. I want to upgrade, but I don't want to be forking over Social Security number for some asshole to come in here and put wire, you know, cable in the house or whatever.
Oh, I see.
Is that what you did? You have to do that?
No, dude. I'm with broadband. It's Bell South or AT&T, whatever they call it now. And I'm with them. And yeah, you open an account like you would your phone or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, they're not gonna mess with you. Nobody's gonna screw with you. And if the oddball, I can't say that for sure, right? But come on, we're small fries. What are they gonna? You know what I'm saying? We're useless to them. To be honest with you, if we were cows in a farm, we would be like all the way to the end. Like they wouldn't even give us shelter. Okay, we don't produce enough to even. Because what do we produce? I mean, I don't know about you. I can't assume all these things, right? But I'll tell you, I work my ass off making stuff,